How is Tesla doing it, if they're even doing it at all? Now, what do I mean? No, I do not mean is Elon buying Twitter. I honestly don't even know what that's about. I just heard Elon's buying Twitter, this, that, and the third, and I don't know. I'll look into it. But most importantly, into today's episode. Hold on. Let me get to my notes. I don't know why I'm not here already. Sorry. But well, I can tell you. Well, I don't need my notes for this. I can tell you this episode is about how, or is to question if Tesla's really saying, or you know, doing what they're saying, and or are we putting a false narrative on them because we're perceiving one thing wrong? Tesla promotes a cheaper way to drive your car. You know, everyone knows this. You know, I'm pretty sure they made charging free for everyone. I'm pretty sure if you have like the X and Y, I don't know if it's for the S and the X. I don't know if it's for the Y and the 3 and all that. But I know, you know, for the most part, it's cheaper than gas. Whether it's free or you're paying, I think it's like, they have an equation. I forget. We'll get to it. I have it written down. We'll get to it. You know, but like I said, that Tesla promotes a much cheaper way to drive your car, to get from A to B to C to D to whatever. Cheaper way, you know, battery powered cars. You're not taking, you know, in gasoline, pumping out whatever comes out the back end of your car. Carcinogens and whatever the case may be. But what they don't tell people is that these charging stations, what they're not very open about, is that these charging stations are rarely, or if they are, get very little input from renewable energy. Meaning that all these charging stations that you see, whether it's Tesla's, you know, some independent company, Porsche's, Volkswagen's, they're most likely still getting their energy from crude oil, you know. So, you know, your car might not be spitting out, you know, dangerous amounts of whatever, but I'm sure it's definitely made up in, you know, the massive power plants that charge the grid. You know, that, you know, if it's not going somewhere, it's coming from somewhere else. You get what I'm saying? So yes, is Tesla actually clean? No. Because they themselves aren't producing energy, you know? It's said that there's, of course, there's charging stations, and of course you'll find some that are connected to, you know, solar panels. And common misconception with solar panels is that they completely erase the need for, you know, crude oil, or not crude oil, but like the electricity that comes from the grid, which is made by crude oil and stuff, which is a, like I said, a common misconception. Truth is, in terms of renewable energy, or in terms of the grid and how much, you know, everything you know that runs on electricity is connected to the grid. Your house, everything that you plug into your house, you know, charging stations, everything that gets electricity comes from a power plant, which uses some sort of non-renewable energy source as its main source of power to create energy and send it among the power lines you see in your neighborhood. But small unknown fact is that solar energy only accounts for 2% of energy on the grid. 2% of the grid, of the entire grid, is large, especially in America. 2% of America, you know, might be, what state is probably 2% of America? Probably like one of the, probably New Jersey. Of all electricity in the United States, let's say only New Jerseyans are getting solar energy. But if you should know, there are more kinds of renewable energy, and those are wind and hydro. Surprisingly, those take up more than solar. Wind takes up 8% and hydro takes up 7%. There's also nuclear, which is zero emissions, but zero emissions doesn't make it, you know, we all know nuclear is bad, you know, keep your phone out of your pocket, XYZ. But it's still better than, you know, coal and natural gas and so on and so forth. My problem with that is, you know, I'm not, you know, a big Tesla head, but I've done my research and, you know, they say, you know, we want to make, you know, all supercharger energy 100% renewable. You know how long and big of an infrastructure you need for that. Especially Tesla, you know, they have so much time, they are spending so much time building cars and, you know, getting games in them in X, Y, and Z that unless they're doing this on the down low and then they plan to reveal it to us, I don't hear anything about making, you know, at least just the Tesla superchargers, you know, 100% renewable by solar or, you know, whatever else it may be. So I think there's an open talk that needs to help needs to happen with not per se Tesla but about Tesla, because if they're just, you know, masquerading, you know, clean energy and, you know, EV cars for data, because that's, you know, what Tesla is. If you're for a Tesla to be able to, you know, do navigation and get software updates, it needs an IP address. Anyone who knows anything about networking and anything like that knows that if you have an IP address, they have your location. You know, they have data on you. What kind of data they're collecting from your Tesla or, you know, all that kind of stuff, I don't know. I haven't read a packet. Or, you know, however their data moves. So my thing is, are they, you know, taking locations and, or, you know, where you are and selling that data? Or are they actually trying to make a better future? Or is this all just, you know, mass-produced science fiction for money? You get me? Took another awfully long break. Not very proud of myself. I just need, and not that I don't like doing this, it's just, I don't know, I need to, like, I feel the want or feel the need to, like, whatever my topic is about, to do it. And, you know, I shouldn't, you know, I should find a topic and constantly, you know, at least keep busy instead of taking breaks like this to, you know, find the one that I'm okay with that I like. But we're all not all perfect. We can only try to get better. So I will try and I will do. Don't give me time. Throw tomatoes and acorns. Because I need to be better. Especially because I want to do this. You know, I started this. I want to do this. I care about this. I need to get my face out there, you know. Because people respond better when they see a face. And, you know, Bear Talks Twitter account, Bear Professionals, sucks because I don't really post on that often. You know, should probably make a TikTok, but like I said, I'm super nervous about my face. Not ready for the compliments and the hate. But small episode. I promise I will try and I will do get back into this. But I will see you guys later on the next episode. Peace.